Hello, welcome to the St Kilda and Bayside Report. We are in February 2020. My name is Gary Peer.
Yes, your name is still Gary Peer and mine's Jeremy Roses.
You 2020, Gary.
It happened.
This is the first episode, you know.
It
that,
is,
don't
I know.
You?
I know. We started a bit late, but the market hasn't started late, has it?
The market flying, woke up early, Gary. The market is alive.
What's
and well.
Going
what a weekend
on?
We've just had.
We've had a thumper weekend. We've done 26 out of 28.
Yes,
there's
weekend.
Buyers everywhere, bidders everywhere, prices are up, everything's happening out there. It's gone crazy, hasn't it?
It's got, as Ken Bruce would say, Gary, it
completely
has
mad.
Gone absolutely mad.
Completely mad, he would say. Jeremy, let's talk about some of the things that have been going on.
We can't but actually firstly, ignore the fact, Gary, that we are in fact
yes,
under
well,
siege here.
We are. It's a little bit of a little bit hard to focus right now because we're in a building where there's
one,
lots of big windows.
Two,
we've
three,
now got
Four police cars.
We've got a car that's just been parked with someone that must have just run out of it because I think they've tried to hold up the Bendigo Bank just around the corner.
It's
a getaway car.
Community bank, Gary. I don't know why you'd go to a community bank.
Well, they obviously feel that they're part of the community. They're entitled to whatever's inside there. So we've got the helicopter overhead. We're right in the middle of it. It's
anyway,
no lack of drama.
Soldier on, Gary.
No lack of drama, is there? Anyway, let's just talk a little bit about
how was your summer, first of all?
Oh, my summer was wonderful, Jeremy. We
obviously, you didn't no time in the sun by the look of things.
Well, I've got to be very careful with my lily white skin, Mr. Roses.
Yes.
What about you? How was your
I had
time?
A bit of sun. I had a bit of sun, but it was good. It was good to have a break, but I've got to tell you, Gary, I missed real estate, and I'm a rat to be back.
And did you miss me?
Like a dog without a bone, Gary, I missed you.
That's fantastic.
I pined for you at night.
I thought you might have. I just wanted to see, you know, that we're still on track.
Of course, Gary.
Our beautiful relationship over all these years.
Probably
Jeremy,
not appropriate to hug on camera.
No, I don't think so. We just a little one. But look, let's just talk about how we closed off last year, because there were some big sales. I mean, I remember one of the last sales of the year was that property that we had in, was it Wave Street, Elwood?
It was Wave Street,
was
which
home,
is
wasn't
an
it?
Iconic little location, Gary, in Elwood,
now,
Wave Street.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I know at the auction it was a bit quiet. It was passed in.
Yes.
And we thought, oh, gee, this is a bit quiet.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, it all just exploded after the auction.
It went berserk.
Buy here, buy there, buy here.
Did we actually get a price that was over and above our asking price, or really close to it?
Yeah, I think
we lifted
so.
Our ask.
I think we lifted, because there was someone at the auction that was interested, and then we got a substantially higher. And I think I've just been on the Bentley Report with Leon before, and I made the comment, Jeremy, that sometimes it's better not to accept what's at the auction. How about that for a bit
that
of a contrary view to how most agents practice?
It's very anti-agent speak,
yeah,
that,
it
I
is.
Would have thought.
And, you know, there's sometimes you find vendors that will say to you, look, you know, we want to hang up for more, and you say, no, well, don't. But sometimes we will say, look, hang out for more.
Yes.
Because we think that we can get you more, and invariably when we put that advice on the table, we're right, aren't we? Yes, so that one was sold for an undisclosed amount, but of course,
Gary,
well over $2 million. The asking price,
well,
I think, was around 2.2 or thereabouts, sold in the ballpark. Jeremy, tell us about, there was another interesting property we sold, and that was over $3 million.
Yes.
Tell us about that one, Marine Parade.
Yeah. Gary, what a gorgeous home.
Don't we love Marine Parade?
Right on the beach, Gary. Yep. Well, you know, a little bit of removed
Bayside
from the beach,
living at its finest, if you
much,
will.
You're very preoccupied here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Wait until the dogs come in and then they
start sniffing.
Imagine they start banging on the door asking if we've seen anything.
Well, one of the things I do find, of course, a little bit amusing is that Income and Road office, which is a beautifully positioned office, we're often called for our tape because it has a slightly different identity late at night there than it does during the day
take
in
on
the professional
a whole
environment.
Different variety of things, that office. But anyway,
we're off track.
Well over $3 million there, that sale, and an iconic St Kilda sale. And I've got to say, Gary, that was again a case of two offices working in harmony. Our Bentley office, with Jan Dosen, who listed that property, got the fabulous female partnership of Limor Janova. Limor Herskovitz and Nikki Janova came together with Jan.
Together, you could say that, Limor Janova.
Yes, you could do that. Yeah. Anyway, they went and made a magnificent sale.
Who was the auctioneer there?
That'd be Philip Kingston.
So we've got Philip, who sits in Caulfield.
Yes.
We've got the girls who sit in St Kilda. We've got Jan, who's in Bentley. And we all come together in a beautiful, harmonious transaction, which the vendor and purchaser both win from.
All to the benefit of them, Gary.
Exactly right.
But this year, we're going to talk about this year, Gary, because it's all about 2020, I've got to tell you.
2020 vision.
A couple of stats that have changed, and I'm speaking off the cuff here because I haven't done the exact maths, but this is my general feel, is that the amount of people that are open for inspections has probably gone up by 20 to 30, maybe even 40% in some instances
compared
some
to,
of the, to last year.
Now, well, hang on, let's just talk about that.
Yes, let's. I'm happy.
Let's talk about February 2019.
Uh-huh.
How did it feel? What was it like?
Well, I can tell you statistically, Gary, from the offerings that were on the market, there wasn't a lot as much as what there is now, at least for us. Now, we had a chat with someone who works for a very noted website that deals in real estate.
Yes.
And their statistics are that they are 6% up on offerings.
That's right.
We are,
this time,
in
compared to last time,
22% up on offerings.
So we're outperforming the market, thankfully, from that point of view. But just
that's
in terms
not
of
what that's about, though. That's more about a state of the market, Gary.
Well, the market's up by 6% in volume across Victoria.
Yep.
But how about the results and
so
the bidding?
Depth
and
of bidding, interest, Gary. We had an auction on the weekend.
And inquiry,
with eight
and emails, yes.
Eight bidders, Gary.
Yeah.
How do you get eight? But we were having eight people at an open last year.
That's
now
true.
We've got eight bidders.
I know. Well, don't listen.
So
don't
this
get,
market,
don't,
I'm emotional about it, Gary. I'm excited about the market in 2020.
Starting to scare me.
But it's on fire, Gary.
Now,
I mean, 26
that,
and 28.
Bidders, talking about Nightingale Street?
No, that had seven bidders, Gary, in Nightingale Street, which is, gee, you're good at the segue.
Not bad.
Well, at least you haven't dropped any silly jokes and dad jokes. And we heard a good joke this morning. That was quite funny.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, Nightingale Street, seven bidders. Tell us about it, Gary, because you were the auctioneer there. And gee,
well, you,
good,
you know what? I looked good, but gee, I didn't look so good with the price range because I was off the mark. I don't mind saying. I'm happy to share that because when I looked at it last year and we listed it last year, we were going off sales from the last part of last year.
Good.
So I thought maybe, you know, we might get in that sort of eights or nines. Anyway, what did I know?
Yep, not
sometimes
a lot,
I know nothing, but I know our processes are good, and that's why it sold for $1,255,000.
That's correct, Gary.
With eight bidders off the charts, seven bidders.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what a great result! What
a great result, and another string in the bow of our Balaclava.
We love it,
sales.
You were busy on the weekend too. You're in Midford Street.
I'll tell you what I want to talk
there.
About, Gary, because I'm going to say this now because I guarantee you within 2 to 3 weeks, this will become front line, top of the newspaper,
headlines.
Page one, Gary, about agents underquoting.
Yes.
Because it's got to come, isn't it? Because
now
that the market's
goes
moving up,
it's the agent's fault.
Yeah, but
it's our fault. And it's a difficult
time. It's not the case.
Well, it's a tricky time.
Well, look at Nightingale.
Prices are increasing, and then you base the value on what they were before.
Yes.
You don't take into account what they have increased to because you don't know what the increase is.
Well,
that's
we are moving
quickly,
Gary, because when the clearance rates are at 80% for the state, that is a sign of a really positive market that's moving from week to week,
and
not stable.
93% for us. Take us through some other sales, please, won't you?
7 at 23 Midford Street, Gary. I enjoyed doing some auction duties there with Michael Jonas, who handled that file perfectly.
He did.
Read it well. Two buyers, two bidders going for it. On the market at $495, Gary. Yep. Top of the range sold. $552,000 to our vendor who was on the phone, FaceTiming, from her new house in the Greek Island. So Lambeth Place was a beautiful old style apartment, Gary,
which we sold
for $640,000 during the week. In fact, we sold it for $642,000, Gary.
In fact, by the way, it was one of two properties that we'd passed in from our first auction weekend 2 weeks ago, of which both are sold now.
I've sold
so 100%
from the first week,
93% for the second week.
But the second week, Gary, the 26th of 28, the two that haven't sold have offers on them currently dealing with buyers. But more importantly, the discussion of older style apartments. What a beautiful apartment in Wimbledon.
Go on.
What are you looking at?
No, I don't know, because I saw you sort of trail off there, and I thought you're just
going to bring it back.
Yeah, I thought you're going to bring it back because, you know, like I'm the older guy here, and I thought, you know, you're scaring me.
I think you're a little bit more than just the older guy, Gary.
Yeah.
You're about a year away from needing Depend and nappies, Gary.
I can still remember what I'm talking about, which I'm a bit
this is too. But anyway, older style apartments, 13A number 3 Wimbledon Avenue, Gary.
Tell us about it.
That was an awesome sale. This is two offices working beautifully as well.
Yes.
Joel Sir from our Caulfield office listed that property with a good client of theirs.
Yep.
And Limor.
Yeah.
Was dealing with a buyer who missed out the property across the road about 8 months ago. Took them across.
Yep.
Sold it on the day of the auction, Gary. Great
is
price
it
as well. Well, it says N here.
Not disclosed, but
yes.
It was well above.
So the first three results
seem
to be undisclosed.
We were quoting how much?
Them.
We were quoting in the
we were quoting 8 to 880, and it's fair to say that it
ran away
well,
a lot more.
Gary. Speaking of well in excess of that, at 201 at 120 Hotham Street in St Kilda, I was lucky enough to do the auction there. Had a reserve of $815,000. Had 1, 2, 3, 4 bidders fighting for that one, Gary, and sold for $954,000.
That's not the first time that property's been offered for sale. Let's talk about it. Let's have a moment of boast and talk about that.
Well,
we?
Whilst we're boasting, we can stand on the head of two other agents, Gary, because two other agents had this for sale.
That's
well,
a bit of a crass way of doing it.
Well, I am brutal, Gary, in this instance, because Where they failed, we succeeded, but they failed at $100,000 less than we actually succeeded. So they had it on the market for $850,000 privately and trying to show buyers through, but
and we sold
we came along with an auction strategy and sold it for $954,000.
We can say the price there, can we?
Well, we just did.
Fair enough. Any other auctions or sales?
Yes, there was a nice little result, Gary, in Wellington Street where we sold. Yeah. Yes, I know you like us about music, Gary.
Yeah, the House of Music.
The House of Music, it actually sold to an MSO violinist.
Wow.
My stepfather is an MSO violinist as well.
Is that right?
Yes. Your stepfather? Retired.
Really?
Yes.
There you go. Now they've got detectives rolling up here as well. Yeah. Keep going. Yep. Yeah.
They're probably now just securing your vehicle as we speak, Gary.
Go hot.
That's it. We sold it. And we sold it. Yeah. I thought you wanted to talk because it was about music, and I know you love talking about music and terrible jokes. Well, I can tell you the price was $959,000.
What's the story in Fitzroy? Took an interesting person who owns that property.
Well, so we're moving into.
Let's just keep going. Get rid of it. Yeah, exactly right. You can't put your arm outside of the green screen because it just disappears. It's like something freaky. It's like
I actually want to. I just want to see what happens.
Yeah. No.
Can we do it?
We'll do it together.
Yeah.
One,
okay,
two, three. Okay, that's not good. Yeah, how was it over there?
It was good. Well, geez, you know what? I did see that. Yeah. I saw what's happening for real estate in 2020. It's going to be a good year.
Oh, you had to go out there, like the Twilight Zone.
To the Twilight Zone. We are selling Gary for a very, 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 very good cricketer who played for Australia.
Wow.
I think he's played for the Stars. Yes. Big, bad Johnny Hastings. I sold this apartment to him a few years ago. This was his Melbourne base because it was across the road from a Junction Oval.
I know nothing about cricket. Was he a good cricketer?
He was a great cricketer. Yeah, he was a big, bustling, rampaging, fast bowler.
Batsman or bowler?
Pretty handy with the willow as well, Gary. Could swing like a Dunny Door, as they
really?
Say.
What's he was a willow?
A willow is the piece of the Kashmir willow that they use as a bat.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. There you go.
Yeah. That was great, Gary. I really appreciate your help.
Our family never understood cricket. My mother used to say to me, can you explain cricket to me, son? And I'd say, I can't. She goes, because everybody's still and they run and they stop. That was her assessment.
You do love your sport, though, Gary.
I know, but not that.
I mean, you're not cricket. Good. What sports are you good at?
I was not bad. You know, handy at tennis. I think
are good at tennis because you've beaten me at tennis.
Have I? No, we played doubles together.
We did play doubles, and it was good
because I stood at the back and you did the running, and I said,
"Good
shot."
A bit of work
and
that
obviously,
time.
I was the spiritual leader of that team,
You are of the company, because you don't do a lot there, and you're the spiritual leader as well.
Shall we talk about some more?
Robe Street, Gary. Yeah. I want to talk about this apartment. Yeah. And
I'm blowing my nose again. Go on. Very unprofessional episode, this one.
Carl Stefanovic, who is now back on the Today Show, wipes his nose.
Do you reckon Carl Stefanovic is a real estate agent from Caulfield? Or what? I reckon he's an international celebrity. And we're just talking about real estate.
I think he's international. 1 at 3 Robe Street, Gary. This is the most gorgeous looking apartment
I know it well,
and
mate.
You can smell the salt from the beach.
You can.
Just a stone's throw.
You can taste it, put your tongue out the window. You can taste it. I've done it. I've tested it. It's a beautiful location there. This is an oversized apartment, Jeremy.
It is, Gary.
In a small boutique block.
Yes.
And it's been popular.
Yes.
And I'm auctioning it, I think, at 1:30 on Saturday.
That is
and I'm
true,
excited.
Gary.
And there'll be a big crowd there. And Daniel Mickmucker has been working hard on it.
Beautifully. And
are you
going to
come to that
auction? I can't because I'm going to be at the other one, Gary.
Which one are you going to be at?
Thomas Street, Gary.
Ah, no. Well, no, you won't be at Thomas Street.
Well, I'll be signing the contract.
You'll be finishing it. Maybe you've got time.
Well, I've got another one straight after, Gary.
Well, we won't be anywhere then, will you?
Because I'm going to 7 at 58 Alexandra Street straight after that to auction that, Gary.
What time's that?
That's going to be a ball terror.
What time's that on Saturday?
That's going to be at 2:30, Gary.
Oh, mate, a what terror?
You know, like a tennis ball. You pop them open.
Oh, right.
You know, when you hit a ball really hard, it tears open.
Ah. So that's at 2:30. So you might have time to get to Rose Street in between. See if you can get there.
Gary.
Anyway, tell us about what else
like
is coming up.
Well, Alexandra Street, Gary. Yep. Here it is. Let's have a look. It's just here. Have a look at it. Beautiful double-story town residence,
that's
Gary.
A great looking place.
In a small block right in the heart of St Kilda East, Gary. That is going to be an exciting auction on this Saturday, Gary, the 29th of February. 7 to 7:70 is the range. I'm going to be there at 2:30,
Gary.
We
talked about the owner of Fitzroy Street, but not the property.
Tell us
about it.
This is an iconic block, Gary, called the Waldorf in Fitzroy Street.
I love
right
that block.
There,
just
on top of Fitzrovia. It's a beautiful looking
What's
building.
What's in a Waldorf cellar, do you know?
I think that you would find, Gary, that it must have some sort of nut in it. I think it might even have like a pecan type of nut in it.
You're not serious.
I have no idea.
You don't know. Why do you think it's called a Waldorf cellar?
Because they put Waldorfs in it.
They put walnuts in it. Well, some sort of a nut. You couldn't
Where's
work out
the Dorf
one.
Coming from?
They're the endorphins that you get from the walnut. No, he's got apple, walnuts, And if you can know what the other ingredients are, and
lettuce,
you put it, I think so. And if you can put it through
to us. You are a bit of a salad nut, aren't you?
I love salads.
You introduced me to the Cobb salad.
How good's a Cobb salad?
Cobb salad is superb.
Can someone tell us where to get a Cobb salad in Melbourne?
Yeah, you can come to my Mishy will make it for you.
Yeah,
no problem.
Well, your Mishy's not open for business 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Settle down there, Gary. I didn't feel like you're talking about it that way.
Let's move on, shall we? Okay.
Probably really off track. She doesn't watch the show, Gary.
Fitzroy Street, great apartment.
Yes, it is a great apartment. And I'm looking forward to doing that one on Saturday morning, Gary. Big Johnny Hastings will be there. I reckon we'll sign some autographs too.
Good stuff.
On a contract, hopefully.
Hey, Glenn Huntley Road, Elwood, take us through this one, because I like the look of this property too.
Looking forward to this one, Gary.
Tell us,
450 to 495, generously proportioned, Gary, and perfectly positioned, that one right in the heart of Elwood. Looking forward to it.
24 Carrington Grove has been the same family. Yes. I think they built it 50 years ago or something like that. It's been in the same hands for a long time. It's a great address. I know the vendors because the vendors have been there forever.
Yes.
I used to go to school across the road, and the vendor's daughter was with me at school across the road.
Hold on a second,
Ripon Lee Primary School.
You went to school?
I did, primary school.
Primary
school. And I've got to tell you that this vendor was my first girlfriend, the vendor's daughter, when we were 6 years old. It was very intimate.
Hold on a second. We held hands going to assembly. So this is the parents of your first girlfriend.
Yeah.
And despite you as a horrible boyfriend, they've still listed under the banner. I noticed it's not your listing.
No, it's not.
It's Lee Moore that's taken the slack
horrible,
there.
I resemble that remark.
You do resemble that remark. Anyway. Did you mean to say that, Gary?
Yeah, I did.
That was your attempt at humour? I've got to say, these policemen, rain, hail or shine, it's pouring out there and they're having a crack at it. Good on them.
They're big guys. Hotham Street, St Kilda East, going up for auction. I think it might be Sunday at 10:30 a.m. if I'm not
Gary, sure. It is. And this is a lovely apartment just up the road from where the crossover of Dandenong Road. A great little 60s-style apartment.
Yep.
Very ornate. A few period features. Looking forward to that. Where style and substance combine, Gary.
Always things happen while we're doing this show. Today we've got... Last time someone ran into your car. Remember a few years
ago? Happened.
Into your car. And today we've got the police over here.
Other things happen other than
what else
that.
We've had a few funny things.
Yeah.
Oh, we had something fall down from a bird. Remember, we had a bird in a chimney. That was with you as well.
Yes.
And a bird in a chimney. We've had funny things happen to us. Let's talk about the other Hotham Street apartment. Also, 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. Take us through it, Mr.
Deco Delight, Gary. Courtyard apartment. This one is a ripper. I am looking forward to that, but I couldn't tell you too much about it because it's written here.
Yeah.
But it's a big deck, Gary. That is a big deck. The Samuel brothers are going to be down there selling that one.
You don't mess with the Samuel brothers and they come right again to Hotham Street.
You don't.
Sure. We've learnt that.
You don't mess with the younger brother.
No.
It should be the older brother.
Unit. Well, that's right. 9 Talbot Avenue. That is such a good address.
This is a beautiful period home, Gary. This is where period meets modern living.
Yep.
Beautiful floor plan. We have absolutely loved bringing this to the market. I know that Limor and Nikki have enjoyed standing there and talking to the buyers. Beautiful parcel of land, 5 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, 2 car parks. 1st of March, 10:30, Gary. That is probably not a February auction.
No.
We're going into March with that one.
Oh, it's on Sunday.
It's actually my wife's birthday, Sunday the 1st
of
March.
Happy birthday to her.
I love you dearly.
She was sick a little bit, wasn't
she? She's okay now. We've come out the other end, so to speak.
Bad chicken. We'll leave that comment there, but bad chicken, not good.
No.
Fulton Street, this is the block where there's a tennis court and pool.
It is. It's resort-style living, Gary.
Right, so Eastern Kilda.
You can use that famous line, which you love to say, tennis, anyone?
Or you can have
a bit of a swim
in
the pool.
I would say that for Tennis Grove, because Tennis Grove's on this weekend.
That's good, Gary. I appreciate that. But you know what this is a really good quality one-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car. Great floor plan, easy to live in, and a great location.
We finish off in Goulet Street, Germany, this one-bedroom apartment with a courtyard.
Good courtyard,
it
Gary.
It is a sensational apartment. The last sale on the block had people queue out. Literally, the first inspection, I think we had 70 groups of people queuing up to get in. That's incredible, and that's what's going on in the marketplace at the moment, Jeremy Rose.
I did want to say, Gary, because I'm taking the opportunity today at 3 o'clock to have a haircut.
Yeah, good on you.
And I think it would be remiss of me not to book one in for you.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe at 4 or 5, because it's growing out of areas that it shouldn't really grow in.
Yeah. Don't concern yourself with my hair. Just concern yourself with your professional commitment to the business and concern yourself with the experiences you're giving vendors and sellers, which are mostly overwhelmingly wonderful. In fact, I think they just about all are. And that's what's going on out there in the marketplace, Jeremy. Sales are happening, listings are happening,
people are bidding.
It's a massive
year.
Strap yourself in. And buyers and sellers can both be happy, Jeremy, because buyers have got some choice. I know you've got to compete and it's hard and it's hot, but you've got to get out there and compete for properties right now, because at least you've got them out there. Like last year, there was nothing good around.
Not much choice,
and if
Gary.
You're a seller, well, it's happy days are here again, because there's lots of competition out there in the world of real estate, particularly in St Kilda and Bayside. That's a big wrap on this edition, Mr. Rosens. I think
Thank
I'm
you,
winding
Gary.
Up now. You're ready
Great
to go?
Great to have you back again, and good wishing everybody a fabulous 2020, and we'll see you next time.
Look forward to helping you out with your real estate needs. Bye.